Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hey, Ed.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to move on to Cedric, but I got this tweet in response to the whole Steve Smith Sr. thing. Mm-hmm. The notorious CTE says, got to slide Mrs. Smith's DMs at this point. Eye for an eye, whatnot. She probably mad enough. Hey, girl, he had to do you that way. Oh, eye for an eye, Mrs. Smith. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He did call him.
Want to piss him off?
Yeah.
Cedric Mullins is having a heck of a start to his season, his 2025 season. This is also his walk year, his contract year. And we know that you are probably, you're only at least the executive board. I don't know if you're president of the Cedric Mullins fan club.
I'm up there.
You're up there. You're an executive. Has he earned his extension in your opinion?
My opinion, yes. I think he's, again, we have a bunch of, look like very talented young players and some vets who are actually delivering. I don't lose a vet who's delivering, who's still playing at a high level. I mean, let's not forget the home run he stole the other night in the Yankee series. His bat's been on fire. He can still, he's faster than he was last season. He looks like he's in better shape. But, I mean, I don't want him to go. I'd like to see him stay here. I'd like to see him retire as an Oriole.
I love me some Sid. I love him. I do. But there's some things that I got to evaluate, all right? Mm-hmm. I've seen this year where if the balls hit to the left or the right of Sid, base runners are now going balls to the wall to second base, and there's nothing he can do about it.
Oh, his arm, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's always been an issue. But it's more of an issue now than it's ever been. Yeah. There's some holes in this game, and I don't give a man – if I went into the season not knowing if I wanted to give him an extension, I'm not giving him an extension based on what he did in April. Let's say, for instance, this was Gunnar Henderson's year for an extension, and he had a slow start to April. Would you say now you don't want to sign him because of slow start to April? No, because you're looking at the body of work.
Well, it's also the age and stuff too.
Yeah. I'm looking at the body of work for Cedric Mullins right now. I still don't know if I want to extend him. If Ben McDonald was right and they go on and trade Kobe Mayo and but then again, I don't know if you want to do that because who's your first baseman? Is it Basayo? I don't know what they're gonna do. But if they do that, then, yeah, that may say I keep Cedric Mullins around, I guess, because I'm making different decisions. But at this moment right now, I don't know if I want to extend Cedric Mullins. I don't. Not based on the hot April. Give me the body. If Cedric Mullins finished the season at 234 with a 710 OPS and a 305 on base percentage, I'm not extending him.
No.
That's what he did last year. Or what if he goes bats 233 with a 305 on base percentage and a 721 OPS? I'm not extending him. That's what he did the year before that. So April doesn't overcome 23 and 24. April is April. Let me see. Let's start talking in July and August and see what Cedric Mullins is then. Because if he's the guy that he's been for the last two or three years, I don't know if I want to extend a 31-year-old. I don't know if I want to do that. He's 30 now, but yeah. You know, he's 31 when he comes back.
I don't know. He's a great defensive center fielder. He did well the second half. Late last season, he did well and continued to start the season. So I'm confident he's going to continue. I don't know if he's going to continue at the level he ripped it up in April. But I still think he's a good player. And Frank, and I kind of forgive or at least accept when center fielders don't have, you know, rifle arm, because I always reserve that for right fielders. And we've had a series of those guys, you know, from Markakis and even Hayes in left field. He had one of the best arms we've ever had. Corner outfielders tend to be better because the throws are longer, but whatever. I mean, I like the play. I like what he's doing.
I can excuse not having a strong arm, but his arm is a liability. I don't think he's at a point where he doesn't have a strong arm. His arm, when base runners, the ball's not going to the wall. It's just going to your left or to your right, and they're just mm-hmm. – I saw Detroit do it three times in one game. They just put their heads down and said, "I'm running." That's a lie. That's not having a strong arm. That's your arm is a liability.
Well, let's look at his stats for his last second half of the season. So we'll go from June, July, August, September.
Okay.
He started off with an on-base percentage of 250, 277, 162. Then got up to 329, 357, 324, 368. He was on base a lot the second half of the season, and he's had a great start to this season. So, you know, I'm kind of looking at it that way.
And again, I'm not saying I don't want to extend him. I'm saying I'm not sure. And if I'm not competing for Cedric Mullins right now, I mean, who else is knocking down the door? I don't know. I think Cedric Mullins is one of those players that by the end of the season, he wants to be here. You give him the right offer, he'll sign. It's not. I don't think Cedric Mullins will be one of the more coveted free agents. If he doesn't want to sign, he feels offended and things like that, then I'm sorry. But the business right now of what I'm trying to do moving forward, I'm not saying he doesn't fit. I'm saying I don't know if he fits. Mm-hmm. I don't. Yeah. So I need an entire 2025 season to figure this out. April ain't enough for me. Because if it was enough, he'd be signed already.
But we're gonna. That's what we got to deal with right now. Because I mean, if we're gonna do that, then of course, I mean, if he falls off in the next 5 months, no.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. And I'm not sure. I'm not sure if he will. 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's get our buddy Antonio in Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, man.
Good. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Doing all right.
TGIF and PYT.
It's Friday now, man. Thanks a lot.
Welcome. Can the Orioles starting rotation keep them competitive in the AL East? And you guys have a fantastic weekend.
You too. Tomo can keep them competitive. And then a bullpen.
Yeah, that's right.
He's got to be. I don't know if the rotation can. Andy, do you?
No. Absolutely. The only pitcher I have confidence in right now is Tomo. That's it. I'm waiting for people to return. The bullpen's been strong. We got some good guys in the bullpen. You know, King Felix is back, but other than Tomo, I get really nervous because you never know. You don't know what kind of outing you're going to get. You know, and it's for everybody. I mean, Kramer and Martin Gibson. It's been ugly, man. It's really been ugly. And it's only 1 month, so hopefully it changes in May and June.